Huh. Right, very, very nice warm-up piece. Welcome, Hopkins Junior High School Intermediate Orchestra. This is MJ Womhoff from Delta College. It's great to be with you today. Enjoyed that warm-up performance. Very nice. Tsunayama. Here we go. Started out just a little bit where we didn't all grab the same tempo, but it got together. By the second bar, it was really nice. You have a good sound. I like how you're leaning on the pulse. Nice crescendo. Great viola. A little in the cello with these whole notes. I'd like you to shape them like the musical phrase. Really nice viola playing. I like that. You guys sound beautiful. Pitch is great. Tone quality is great. Technique is really good. It's really nice to hear so much nice vibrato. I think you could make more music of this section at 9, from 9 to 21. I think you could make more shape, more expression, more intensity in sound. That phrase, keep that pitch really nice. You're very patient with the tempo, as slow as it is. You're really doing a pretty darn nice job. I feel like you're a bit slower than the marking. You're right at about 53 beats a minute. which is significantly slower than it's supposed to be. But I could take, musically speaking for me, if you're going to take that slow tempo, there have to be moments when you push the tempo forward and then you bring the tempo backwards as you shape phrases. I think it helps with the expressiveness of it. Vibrato on that second violin would be really nice on that B. Nice sound, second violins. I think we're really slow here too. We're about 106, so we're a little slow, but it's, yeah. I think all, both pieces would have a different feel if they were up where the composer asked them to be. That's just, I mean, I'm being very picky for the sound. Nice piano. A little bit more of this, of the detached 67 cello, zum bum 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 bum. That's almost a percussive moment in this that helps drive the whole purpose of the piece. Thank you. Make sure you're all getting off the string on the staccato and on the cap accent. The cap accent's a detached accent, right? If I can find anything I'd like to hear a little bit differently, it would be the detached aspect of the capped accent and the staccato, where you're getting off the string a bit more from. I don't think everybody's doing it. The people that I can see most readily at the front are getting off the string, but I think we're not all quite doing that. We're just stopping the string, stopping the bow on the string. We're not actually getting off of it. But man, really, I'm being super picky about that. It's really, really fantastic to hear your group today. A really fine performance. You guys sound absolutely wonderful. Thank you so much for coming. It's a joy to start off the day like this, and I wish you the very best with the rest of the day. And your year. Again, I appreciate the wonderful performance.